This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
There's a couple of conferences coming up that I reckon we should know about. And to find out about them, Nikki Barth is the CEO of LGBTIQ Plus Health Australia. Nikki, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Thank you for having me back.
Nikki, before we chat about these conferences, what does LGBTIQ Plus Health Australia do?
So we're the peak body here in Australia in LGBTIQ Plus Health and Wellbeing. We're a membership-based organisation, and our full members are the community-controlled LGBTIQ plus health and wellbeing organisations across the country. So, for example, in Victoria, we have the amazing Thorn Harbour Health, and we have Transgender Victoria and Switchboard Victoria, and we have members across the country. So we provide national coordination for a number of programs across various areas of health where we know we have significant health disparities, working within those health sectors to improve their capacity and ability to work with LGBTIQ plus people, including we work with our excellent partners across the country in the delivery of QLife, which is the teleweb service available every day from 3 p.m. till midnight. And QLife is celebrating its 10th birthday this year, which is fantastic. And we have an active policy program, and we're engaged in policy and research, and also act as that important conduit between government and community, and community and government.
One of the conferences that you've got coming on next year is called the 12th Health Indifference Conference. What's that about?
So, yes, it's the 12th iteration of the Health Indifference Conference. And that's scheduled for the 9th and 10th of April and will take place in Canberra. And actually, this is the first time we've been able to host the conference face-to-face since COVID, which is excellent. So the focus of Health Indifference, it provides that really amazing platform for us to bring together what we see as like the generalist sector, so generalist kind of organisations that are working with LGBTIQ plus people, come together with our amazing community organisations and our member organisations to be able to have those really rich, in-depth conversations on those health disparities that we experience. So we'll be touching on issues such as mental health and suicide prevention, the general health of LGBTIQ plus people, sexual and reproductive health. There'll be sessions looking at those intersectional identities that we all live with, and looking at things like data collection, as well as intimate partner, sexual and domestic and family violence.
We're chatting with Nikki Barth, CEO of LGBTIQ Plus Health Australia, about LGBTIQ Plus Health Australia and their upcoming conferences. Nikki, something that I feel like we don't give enough attention to is our ageing rainbow population, and particularly as we enter the aged care sector. You've got a conference coming up that deals with this. Tell us about that.
Yes, so we have the 6th LGBTI Ageing and Age National Ageing and Aged Care Conference. Now that's a little different. It's going to be held virtually on the 17th, 24th and of April and the 1st of May. The reason that we're maintaining that conference virtually is so that we can encourage people from the aged care sector to be able to attend, and it's much harder for them to be able to attend events in person. That's a really, as is Health Indifference, but the Ageing Conference, it provides, again, a very unique opportunity for us to look at issues around inclusion in aged care, human rights of the older LGBTI person, elder abuse and ageism, community connection, you know, that planning around growing older and what does that look like, and, you know, issues around palliative care and advanced care planning, dementia, and some of those broader issues, loneliness. I mean, we talked about community connection and isolation, but also how does this all fit within the Royal Commission into the quality and safety of aged care? So again, you know, providing that platform for the aged care sector, for community, our member organisations and older LGBTI people to come together and have those rich conversations, and to be able to do that online, which will have online virtual presentations, focus groups, panel. So it'll be a dynamic space, and much needed, as you know, if we're alive, we're aging.
Exactly. You mentioned a couple of things: elder abuse and loneliness. What are some of, I suppose, the critical issues that our older LGBTI community are facing?
Well, I mean, for some older people who don't have, you know, connections to biological family, chosen family, there are issues of loneliness and isolation. And for many in our communities, you know, the community activities that are put on through our community organisations are so important. You know, the cost of aged care is a really big issue. The standard of care for LGBTI older people is a massive issue. And just recently we released a joint statement that we have developed for the aged care sector to sign up to state a commitment to starting a journey or continuing their journey of being able to provide appropriate care to LGBTI older people, both at home and in residential spaces. And, you know, we're living longer, and I think, you know, how do we have these conversations also about what does aging look like? You know, what are there's loads of challenges for older LGBTI people, but, and also how do we tackle dementia within our communities? And also having a bit of an inward look, I think, is really important for all of us as to how each and every one of us are treating older LGBTI people, when many of our spaces can be quite ageist in and of themselves. Mm.
Absolutely. Nikki, if someone wants to attend the conference or more information, where's the best place to head to?
So you can head to healthindifference.org.au for the Indifference Conference, and it's lgbti-aging-conference.org.au for the Aging Conference.
Nikki, great to chat with you. Talk to you next time.
As always, great to be with you. Thanks again.
Thank you. Nikki Barth, the CEO of LGBTIQ Plus Health Australia.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA Plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.